Today with Joseph Prince.
The question today, church, Jesus came to give you life. You saw last week, the Bible says, Jesus said, I come that you might have roots and more roots and roots abundantly. No. He didn't come to give us rules and more rules. He says, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. You know why? God never meant for you to die. God never meant for man to live life and then decay, grow old, and finally have disease or what and die. God, that's not God's best. That came because of sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You see how powerful the effect of the first Adam's offense was? His sin caused such widespread repercussion. God calls Jesus the last Adam. Just as the first Adam is representative of the whole human race, Jesus is today our Adam. This is Pastor Prince, three parts. All right? Spirit, soul, body. All right? But for the sake of explanation, I'll divide myself. This is me. This is you. All right? We are tripartite. What type? Tripartite. Three persons in one. Like God. God made us in His image. He is three in one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God said, let us make man in our image. So God made us a spirit. This God who is a spirit, and we who are spirit can commune. Today I'm going to preach on righteousness and health. You know, we can preach on righteousness and prosperity, righteousness and well-being for the family, righteousness and a blessed marriage. We can preach on a lot of areas, but for the first part, I think, how many would agree that, you know, besides salvation, the forgiveness of your sins, the greatest blessing you can have on earth is to be healthy. God wants you to prosper, 3 John 2. That's where the Bible says, God wants you to prosper and be in health. Amen. Even as your souls prosper. And the Lord said to me one time, recently, God says, the moment my people know that I want them to be healthy, they become healthy. Amen. Amen. So I'm talking about righteousness and health today. All right? God's best for you is that you learn to walk in new covenant health. I'm about to show you how. Look at Romans 8, verse 11. This is a powerful verse. Look at this verse. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Okay, first and foremost, let us establish one thing. This life is given to our mortal bodies. What's mortal? The body we'll have in the future is immortal. This is talking about the Holy Spirit in us giving life to our mortal body. Do you think for one moment the Holy Spirit gives life to your body and your body remains sick? Do you think that the Holy Spirit who gives life to your body can cause your body to just remain the same as it was? Or do you think there'll be some change? Do you think when God quickens your body, something happens to your body? Come on now. Some of you are always tired. Some of you are always, feeling down. You're feeling fatigued. Or you are chronically sick, all right? That's not God's best for you. This message will set you free. Amen. I'm going to show you something about this message. One day I was running. I was jogging. And I meditated on this Romans 8:11. And God opened up the whole verse to me. Amen. Do you know that this verse is so pregnant, so chock full of the triune God? The triune God is mentioned twice in one verse. Let me show you, okay? You follow me now. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, do you see the triune God? The spirit of him who raised Jesus, the Holy Spirit of the Father who raised Jesus the Son. Do you see the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son? Do you see that? All right? Just in the first line, you see the triune God. All right? The triune God involved in raising Jesus from the dead. Now, if that spirit dwells in you, the Father who raised Christ, the Son, from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit. Now we have the triune God mentioned again, twice in one verse. The triune God is mentioned twice. It's a double portion verse. Why do you say all that, Pastor Prince? Just as all three is involved in raising Jesus from the dead, all three divine persons is vitally involved in giving life to your mortal body. Amen. Now, looking at this verse, I'm going to give you a quick meditation of what I received as I was meditating on this verse, okay? The Bible says clearly that God who raised Christ from the dead will give life. It does not say that God will give life. God who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body. Now, compare the two. All right? Look up here. Which is harder? To raise Christ from the dead is harder, or to give life to your body for God is harder? Now, I know with God, there's nothing hard. Amen? But I'm speaking in terms of like the way Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. All right? In a human way. When he saw the man paralyzed in front of him, Jesus asked, which is easier? To say to the sick, your sins are forgiven, or to tell him, rise, take up your bed and walk? Which is easier? Right? So there's such a thing as easier and hard. So I'm asking you right now, which is hard? To raise Christ from the dead or to just give life to your body? Well, we have different people saying, give life to the body. Some, anyone? There is a harder, by the way. Raising Christ from the dead. All right, you know why? I'll prove to you from the book of Ephesians, where it says God who raised Christ from the dead, it uses a number of Greek words for power, energy or exousia, dunamis. Amen? Amazing. Kratos. All the different words for strength, power, dominion, to raise Christ from the dead. Because all the powers of darkness was trying to stop that. To raise Christ from the dead, all right, is the master achievement of God. So if that is harder, what is it to God to quicken your body? Adjust your body. Come on now, people. Amen. Amen. He that raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through His Spirit who indwells you. Amen. Now, I'm going to show you right now, church, because years ago I asked the Lord the question, if that is true, and it is true, then Lord, why is it that I'm defeated by the common flu? Something is amiss, Lord. And that's when the Lord brought me to this verse. Are you ready? Are you ready? Again, the answer is found in the context. Look at the context. Romans 8, verse 10. Now, the verse before that. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And this righteousness, is it right doing or a gift? It's a gift. Amen. It's a gift of a state of being. It's not right doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, once again, by the way, the word Spirit is life. The word Spirit there's over here is capital S. Actually, you know, it's up to the translators to know whether it's the human spirit or the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's so intricately intertwined, you can't tell where the Holy Spirit starts and the Spirit begins, human spirit begins. So, but we know for sure it's not the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you don't say the Holy Spirit is life because of righteousness. It is a spirit of man. It should be a small s. The Spirit is life. Our spirit is alive with the life of God because we have been made righteous. Amen. Okay? You got that? So how many of you have Christ in you? How many of you? All right, if you have Christ in you, your body is dead because of sin, but your human spirit is alive because of righteousness. But then, look at this, the body is dead because of sin. Are we to despair because even though Christ is in us, our body is dead because of sin? Are we to despair? No, thank God, because of verse 11. Verse 11 says God will even give life to that body that's dead. God will give life to your mortal body. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to illustrate. Okay. Darren, come. Patrick, come. Gabriel, come. All right. This is Pastor Prince. This is Pastor Prince. Three parts. All right? Spirit, soul, body. Okay. You are a spirit being having a soul. Actually, both this is intertwined, all right? But for the sake of explanation, I'll divide myself. This is me, This is you. All right? We are tripartite. What type? Tripartite. Three persons in one. Like God. God made us in His image. He is three in one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God said, let us make man in our image. So God made us a spirit. This God who is a spirit and we who are spirit can commune. Those who are not saved, their spirit is dead. Look down. Dead. Now, the Bible says, look up here, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So, the body is dead, even for the believer. Don't talk about unbelievers, huh? Every part is dead. But for the believer, your body is dead because of sin. Now, are we to despair? No, because the spirit is life because of being made right with God. So, the moment they receive Jesus, you know where Jesus comes in? The Holy Spirit of Christ comes in to their spirit. Now, sometimes they feel His presence, all right? They may cry with their body. Doesn't really matter. This is not where God comes to. This is not where God comes to. Not to the mind, not to the body. He comes to the spirit. And the spirit, looking down, cut off from God, becomes alive. It's called born again. Amen? 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 And the more you come to church, you get good feeding, you develop muscles. Amen? You start to grow stronger and stronger. All right. Now, the Bible says the Holy Spirit wants to quicken your mortal body. This is what the Holy Spirit is after. But notice the verse before that says, if Christ is in you, the spirit is alive because of righteousness, but the body is dead because of sin. But notice there's a middle one, the mind. Is the mind that hinders the spirit from touching the body. If you read Romans 8, from where our verse is taken from, you'll find that it says, to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, you'll be surprised, what is carnally minded? Not think dirty thoughts. I mean, that is carnally for sure, but the passage there, carnally minded is to believe that you are still dirty, unclean, you are a sinner, even though you're safe, you're a lousy excuse for a Christian. To believe that is to believe carnally. And God says to believe that is death. But if you believe in line with what the Bible says, you believe you are the righteousness of God in Christ, that is spiritually minded, which is life and peace. Are you listening? That's why, after a Christian is safe, he needs to get good teaching for his mind. He needs his mind to be renewed, or else his mind will be skinny. Amen? Now, this is just for illustration. This is the mind, the emotions. Now, this is the part. Even though God's Spirit has come to the Spirit is alive because of? So, are you righteous? Yes. But if you don't know, your mind does not know you are righteous. Notice the connection is not made. The Spirit touches the mind does not touch the body. It does not touch. You know why? The mind does not know who is touching. The mind doesn't know. So it's a fact that every believer is righteous. It is a fact. Whether they know it, they don't know it, they are still righteous. So even though you believe you are dirty, unclean, you are still righteous in God's eyes. That's why it gets very confusing because God treats you like sin is no more a barrier. He talks to you, you know, but you're saying that, oh God, how can you talk to me? Is this God? You see? How many understand? This is where it needs education, Bible education. This is where you must come to church and be fed and be told. Your mind must know. It's called the renewing of the mind. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to know you are righteous. Amen. The moment your mind is also your consciousness. You know, people can say, amen, amen, but they, you know what they're conscious of? Their failures, their shortcomings. And because you are constantly sin conscious, consciousness is of the soul, you're always sin conscious, even though the life, the Zoe life in the spirit is trying to touch you, you're not able to identify. So one day you come to New Creation Church and you hear the word that tells you you are righteous. Now your mind is beginning to get information. Amen. Your mind is beginning to hear, hey, all the while God is telling me I am. This is the voice of God. Hey, you know that friendly voice that talks to me when I'm down, when I'm discouraged, even when I fail, that voice that talks to me, it's God. That's the life of God trying to reach your mind. Amen? And now you believe the friendly voice. You no more say that, how can I expect God to speak to me in a friendly way? You know, how can I expect God to tell me I'm righteous still? Now you begin to believe, and slowly, slowly, though weakly, you start to reach out. Amen? Your mind is now cooperating with the Spirit. Amen? Watch this now. The moment your mind starts to believe and be conscious that you are righteous, praise the Lord, the electric current from the Spirit, which is life, the Holy Spirit. Shoom, bah, 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 boom, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And then all three go visiting during Chinese New Year. And your friends come to you and you're 60 years old and they say, you are 60, don't bluff me, lah. You look like 35. I mean, your relatives start saying, what happened to you? You went for a facelift, is it? Amen? And they can't believe that something has happened to your body. That's what happens when the electric current starts flowing freely, unabated. Amen. Are you listening, church? But many, many believers, you see, if that verse, Romans 8:11, the quickening of our bodies, if that is automatic, no Christian will ever be sick. No Christian will ever die before their time. No Christian, no believer will be chronically tired. But you all know it's not true. You know that there are believers that are always fatigued, always tired, always weak, always sick. But thanks be to God, we found the secret. It's to see the verse in its context. The secret is found in the preceding verse that says the spirit is life because of righteousness. It talks about the body dead, the spirit is alive. But notice, you read earlier in Romans, the first part of Romans, it talks about the mind. The mind needs to be renewed. The mind is the middleman. The mind is the middleman. If the mind does not agree with the spirit cannot flow to touch the body. Many Christians, put on your hands, many Christians die like this. The spirit is reaching out, telling them to believe the truth of who they are in Christ, that they are healed, they are righteous. But the mind never responds. The mind is not taught. Maybe they attend a church that teaches that God does not heal all the time. God may leave some people sick for His divine reason, for some reason. Amen. You know, and it never makes the connection to touch the body. Never. Now, this is God's best for the believer. So every time you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, you know what's happening? You're giving life to your body. Amen. All right? Every time you say that, you're doing this. The power, the Zoe life, start flowing. Hallelujah. This guy feels energetic, man. He feels like going for 4 services. Hallelujah. Amen. He can go on. Hallelujah. Amen. Give them a good hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me close with this final verse. Okay? The question today, church, Jesus came to give you life. You saw last week, the Bible says, Jesus said, I come that you might have roots and more roots and roots abundantly. No. He didn't come to give us roots and more roots. He says, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. You know why? God never meant for you to die. God never meant for man to live life and then decay, grow old, and finally have disease or what and die. God, that's not God's best. That came because of sin. The wages of sin is death. God's gift is life. The gift of God is eternal life. Say life. Life. Now, I'll close with this verse. Romans 5, my favorite verse, 17. Look up here. If by one man's offense, death reigned through that one. You see how powerful the effect of the first Adam's offense was? His sin caused such widespread repercussion that still goes on. Okay? Now, God has done something. God calls Jesus the last Adam. Do you know that? The second Adam. Just as the first Adam is representative of the whole human race, Jesus is today our Adam. So the next verse says, much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift, not reward, of righteousness will reign in life to the one, Jesus Christ. My two favorite topics. I'm so glad God raised me up to preach on these two. Only 2 things you need. the abundance of undeserved favor and to receive the gift of righteousness. You will reign in life. Now, reign in life is not just, you know, the English saying, I will reign in this life. It's not in this life. Reign in life as opposed to death of Adam. Death is operating on this frequency. You are operating higher. You are reigning with life, by life, in the fullness of life, as contrast with death. Hallelujah! And what's the key? The two keys is those who receive those who receive abundance of grace. Can you preach on grace too much? It's those who receive the abundance of grace. So you pray your pastor will preach an abundance of grace message. Because those who receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life as opposed to death through the one Jesus Christ. Amen. Notice the word says receive abundance of grace, receive the gift of righteousness. Are y'all good receivers or not? Are y'all good receivers? What's the correct response of receiving? The best response, to give pleasure to both the giver and the receiver. Thank you very much. Be bold to receive. Jesus paid for it. And the greatest thing you can do for the one who gave his life and suffered for you, all right, is to say thank you and enjoy the gift. If you know somebody suffered to buy you this jacket, whatever, literally suffered, you know, work extra time and all that, you put on the jacket in front of the person especially and wear it with joy and pride. Can I have a good amen? And it gives pleasure to the one who did it. Amen.
Jesus walked among the regions of death, and wherever he was, people, nobody ever died in his presence.
Because he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever touched him, virtue went out of him and healed them all.
For your gift of any amount to the ministry today, you will receive The Overflowing Life, Partake Your Way to Complete Health, 3-CD album. Hear the truth about God's heart towards you and know with full confidence that your Heavenly Father wants to heal you. And for a gift of $60 or more to the ministry, you will also receive a package that includes the Healing Promises from Your Savior 2 DVD album, as well as Joseph's brand new book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, Unlock the Power of the Holy Communion. In this book, discover how you can come boldly to God's table and receive of His supernatural healing, health, and wholeness through the Holy Communion. Let the powerful truths shared ignite your faith to receive your healing today. Request now at josephprince.org or call us toll-free at 877-901-4300.
For centuries, man has tried to get healthier, get stronger, and live his best life by changing what he eats.
What if I told you there was an all-natural plant-derived oil?
There is a food trend quietly sweeping the country, changing our outlook on what we eat.
But how can we tell truth from trend? In Joseph's latest book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, you'll discover how the Holy Communion releases the health-giving power of the Lord's finished work into your body every time you partake.
My friend, the world can offer diet plans and nutrition tips, and I'm all for eating well and exercising. But the Holy Communion is so much more than that. It's not just another diet plan. It is the very power of the Lord's finished work released into our bodies every time we partake. Ever since I started preaching strongly on the communion about 20 years ago, people from all over the world have written to me to share their healing testimonies. An elderly man suffering from Alzheimer's disease with no hope of recovery was completely healed. The Lord restored his mind through the Holy Communion, and his wife is overjoyed to have him back. Another brother wrote in to share that through the partaking of the communion, his youngest son, who had a 17-degree curve in his spine, was completely healed. Latest x-rays show no trace of the scoliosis he used to have, and his spine is now completely straight. These are just two of the many testimonies that I share in this book, including my own. I want to invite you on this journey. As you partake of the Holy Communion, I pray that you will experience the Lord's healing and restoration more and more. God bless you.
Joseph Prince's brand new book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, is now available. Call us toll-free at 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org/newbook today.
was living just wild, wild west, and I didn't care about God, and I wasn't thinking about God, and I saw, at first I was like, who's this man on TV? I was like, what is he talking about? I was trying to kill myself. And he was on TV and he was talking about a butterfly that fell in some trash. He was like, it fell in the rubbish, but it's still a butterfly. It has to get up and fly. Like, I remember that. And I was like crying. I was like, who is this man? But after that, like, I found this program again. Like, I just started listening to it. That was all I was listening to. God has done a complete turnaround in my life. Like, I'm really walking in victory now, and I'm so happy about it.
Dear friends, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with you. I can't begin to tell you how encouraged I am that more and more people are discovering the gospel and hearing how it's transforming their lives. If this precious message of grace has touched your life, would you like to join us in impacting more people and see their lives change? Like Jimmy, who lives in North Carolina and who wrote to share his testimony. He told me how hearing the gospel delivered him from addictions and healed him from throat cancer.
We are so thrilled for Jimmy and for so many others with stories like his. We believe that as we continue to unveil Jesus and his love, he is going to cause more lives to be transformed from the inside out.
There is so much more to be done, and I want to invite you to be part of what God is doing through the gospel of grace. My friend, when you are in line with what God is doing now, the fullness of his supply flows into your life. Will you pray about being a partner with us today? Your response can make a lasting impact and bring hope and change for many who are still living a defeated life. As you consider this, know that Wendy and I are believing for you to experience even more of the Lord's favor and goodness in your life. God bless you.
Thank you, Joseph Prince Ministries partners, for your prayers and generous support that help us broadcast the gospel into millions of homes around the world.
Today, we thank God the gospel of Jesus Christ has transformed everyone under the sound of it. And that's the reason for the TV ministry. Broadcast from the housetops to all the four corners of the earth. Amen.
If you've been blessed by today's message, we invite you to partner with us to send the gospel of grace to the nations. Call us toll-free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at josephprince.org/partner today.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.